in the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is ill to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Walking for Jesus program this afternoon. If I have a problem with my sound, let me know. I think it's working pretty good today. My name is Thomas Gambell. I am the host of this show, Watchman for Jesus program. And you're all welcome on this Monday. And here we go. And I shall give you more of what I've been talking about in the past, about how they really are organized and how they're really, they the globalists, are actually pulling forth their little effort of trying to control the people on the earth and the United States. Of course, we're the last ones. We're the last bastion that's standing to keep them back. But it was planned that way. It's not that we're the lone riders and so forth, and we're hanging on. Because 90% of the U.S. population have no idea what's going on in the first place. And there's no good side. You've got the Freemasons that are at odds with the Roman Catholic Church. You see. They have their own inner fightings among the secret societies. They have their own problems at the highest level. And while they're fighting it out, God's going to make an example of a whole bunch of them when the time comes. They have no chance of getting their new world order on the long term. It's not going to happen. But they believe it will. And they're the ones right now controlling, working for Satan. All of them work for Satan. That's something else they should know. These are absolute facts that I'm telling you. Now, you say, well, I don't believe in Satan. Well, that's okay, but they do. You can believe them all you want, but they do. You can say, I don't believe in God. You can do that, but he exists, no matter what you believe. You can stand on a train track and say, I just don't believe that train's going to hit me, and still stand there. You want to bet on that? You got to move off that train track. It's going to go over on top of you. My belief does not establish my reality. But in the New Age thinking process, they have them believing that it does. Family, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I want to talk about their legislation that they've been putting forth since 1990 till today. Healthcare legislation. How they want to control your life. To me, that's important. And I'll make some commentary about that and gun control legislation. And we'll talk some more about the education legislation. In all these areas, they're trying to pull forth control. And I'll talk about the evolution of it to date. May go until tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. But everybody is worried about the, actually, their lives, working, playing, getting up in the morning, going to bed at night, commute, whatever. The Illuminati, Freemasons, highest level, and the Jesuits are working to establish a one-world government. Keep in mind that they are nothing but slaves to the hierarchy, of which I've named before. The royal families work for the hierarchy, and it passes down to the Vatican. The Vatican controls the world leaders. Three popes, gray pope, black pope, and white pope. They're nothing more than Jesuits, anyway. The pope is no more a false prophet than Elmer Fudd is king of England. Who is the Antichrist? It's very simple. Nobody knows. If somebody knew, they wouldn't keep saying, well, Prince William, it's Obama, it's King Juan something or another out of Spain. They keep coming up with all kinds of names. Has anybody ever thought that just maybe, possibly, that nobody knows who the Antichrist is yet? Has ever dawned on anybody at all that they just don't know? And yet we still keep guessing. See, the Bible is written in such a way, the King James Bible, specifically the only one, is written in such a way that no one human being, nor supernatural being, except for God, no one human being can ever come up with a determining prophecy that's going to last. It's bits and pieces. It's all there. But notice it's so amazingly inspired to the righteous men of the Bible, 40 to be exact, that put forth 66 books. That's it, not 67 and not 65. 66 only. 40 authors only, not 41 and not 39. 40. Were specifically inspired by God, working through them in the same way he worked through Moses to spread out the Red Sea. He works through these prophets and men of God, from Moses to John of Patmos, 1,500 years of writing. Some of them didn't even know each other in a millennium, you'd think. And yet their writings coincide. Because God was the author, using the hands of man. Because there were righteous men that he chose. If they were not righteous, they would not be prophets or disciples. They had to repent. Paul did. All of them did. God knows what he's doing. Well, after all, he created the universe. I sure should give him a little bit of credit. He's way ahead of all of us. Way ahead of Satan. The supernatural is real. And that supernatural, for the public, is going to eventually show its head, where the public will see the supernatural. Men's hearts will fail them for fear. You ever see, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a minute, but while it's on my mind, you ever watch on YouTube, admittedly I find it somewhat funny, I guess, in times, some of the practical jokes played and so forth. Well, in some of them, you have your Amityville Horror-type setups, or some young girl like 7 or 8 years old would wear a white nightgown, sort of, and her hair would be hanging down, and people would be in a hotel hallway, and they'd scare them so bad they'd leave their shoes behind. And a couple of them, there were houses where the husband or the boyfriend, whatever, set up this mannequin-looking small thing or whatever, and then the wife would come in, the girlfriend, and it appeared she just, you know, just freak out right there. Now, that's just scary situations. How about on your computer? You're sitting there with that little program, whatever it is, and as you're trying to make something work in a game, and all of a sudden this ugly Amityville horror face comes on. Yeah, it scares them to death. Okay, that's all man-made, frightful stuff. And how about horror movies? Well, family, now, let's get down to reality. What happens? What do you think possibly would happen if the supernatural actually started appearing in reality? And it's not going to go away when you turn the computer off. It's not going to end up being some plastic mannequin. It's going to be real. Now what? What do you think people are going to do when they're in fear of death? When they have no faith in Jesus and don't call upon his name, men's hearts will fail them for fear. If they could be frightened over these events created on the YouTube at their homes or whatever, for us to chuckle at, can you imagine when God lifts that hedge of protection and the veil becomes so thin that the supernatural demonic entities become visible? How's the cliche go? Do the math on that one. And they won't go away, because they'll be real. How about Black Friday? How about these riots in Ferguson? How about Black Friday when they have discounts so much that people stand in line and fight and kill over it, taser each other just to get a 10% discount or a 20% discount on items? Can you imagine when the grocery stores are, say, we're closing down and the ATM doesn't work anymore? Can you imagine the panic? I'd say they'd need martial law, wouldn't they? Well, they're counting on it. All that saved up until the right time, they got all their ducks in a row. It'll happen in one day. And it won't stop. Right now, they're practicing, like Ferguson, this Sandy Hook, Ferguson, I can't breathe slogans and all that stuff going on. You got despotic cops that are psychos. You got good cops that are caught in the middle of the blue code protection, and these cops that are just psycho trained to do just this that they're doing. The good cops, I can only imagine what they go through of wanting to report the illegal activity of their fellow cops, but then you have the blue code protection, meaning you don't rat on your fellow cop. But then again, you've got cops that infiltrated in almost every precinct and every department. They're just a bunch of psycho killers. And they're there for a reason. ADL keeps them going. Mm-hmm. And the Freemasonry keeps their eyes on the good cops, make sure they walk it straight and narrow, as they do the good teachers in the colleges and universities and high schools, to keep a watch. Not watchmen, but gatekeepers. Let's dedicate the broadcast, and I'm going to focus this week on some new information. I plan on it. And any new news that comes up, it should be interesting. We'll analyze that. So, let's get with it. Lord, thank you today that, Father, we come together this week for our broadcasts and Bible studies. And, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have to share, to study, to do our plans for the future, Lord, to get our house in order for that day when it comes. Lord, grant us protection of our families, friends, those we've prayed for, Lord, that we see the veil thinning. Lord, we call upon you that we need that protection of the blood of Jesus over those that, Father, are seeking the help, to give them insight, to give them the words to speak and the opportunities to get away from their bondage, to get away from the attacks by Satan from outside, the Father that's trying to disturb their walk with the Lord. Father, we pray for protection of those that are whistleblowers, real ones, Lord, that are really trying to get the word out, and Father, to expose the insides of all the governments, Father, and all the religion side, Father, that are corrupting the word of God, that, Father, they be exposed, who and what they really are. Father, we pray for healing of our family members, those that are friends have asked for it, and, Lord, for protection of those with a straight walk. Father, we call and ask, Father, for the fulfillment of our prayers. That, Father, if there's something holding us back, that, Father, you bring it to our mind, attention, we can repent, or, Lord, to fix what it is that's closing us off, that, Lord, we'll establish a relationship with you. And remind us, Father, what it is that's holding us back. Father, we do pray for a closer walk. The Father, give us strength, knowledge, and discernment that we can see through the deception. And Father, the opportunity that we witness to others and help others in this walk. And Father, to help us discern the ends of the times of the end, that they are the times of the beginning. The Father, we can know the difference. That's why we pray, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, people looking for answers, but they don't know the right questions. Because you got those out there that are supposed to be truth tellers. They just aren't. They just aren't. And the thing to watch out for are those that tell you 80% truth. That's the hook. And then they deviate in 10%. And that 10% is a killer. You got frauds like Steven Anderson in Arizona. He's not remotely a Christian. It's impossible. Good example. He's a pastor in some church in Arizona, I believe it is. Arizona or Arkansas, wherever. Arizona. Family, you don't pray for the death or say that homosexuals should be killed, or that Obama, that God hates Obama. What kind of nonsense is that? And at the same time, you preach with the King James Bible. It's like being a preacher that robs banks for a living. It's the same thing, exactly. You can't do it. It needs to be exposed. Doggone it, you know. So if you say, for example, homosexuals should be killed, is what Steven Anderson says, in public, on news, interviews, that tells me he works for the Illuminati. No doubt about it. Because then when it becomes public, when that kind of nonsense becomes public, then they associate those of the religious side as being psychos. That's the whole idea. That's the role of Terry Jones, of Steven Anderson, and the rest of them that do these things. And, you know, and people believe these people. They're looking for answers. And so the tag, the link is, I use a King James Bible. Oh, they must be telling the truth. So then the mind is open for truth. When in reality, it's quite the opposite. That's how it works. Subconscious is accepting truth because why? Associated with the right Bible. But then the lie comes out. But the people start believing the lie. Well, for example,
no homos will ever be allowed on this church as long as I'm the pastor here. Never!
Those hateful words are from the mouth of a Tempe pastor preaching that God's word says that killing gay people is the only way to get rid of AIDS by Christmas. He says all gays are pedophiles. He says the biggest hypocrite in the world is the person who believes in the death penalty for murderers but not for homosexuals. Now, Stephen Anderson has agreed to join us tonight for an exclusive one-on-one interview. Pastor Anderson, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.
Have you always hated gay people? Is it something your father taught you, or is it something that you came to on your own?
No, I haven't always. You know, I grew up in a Christian home, but it wasn't until I read the Bible cover to cover at age 17 that I discovered the truth of what the Bible really says, because a lot of passages don't ever get preached from the pulpit because they're simply not popular.
I have to be honest, when I heard your sermon, it sounded like the rantings of someone who was either a hate monger or a religious zealot. And I'm wondering, which are you?
Well, I'm a religious zealot. And, you know, I love the Bible. I love God's word. I believe that the law of the Lord is perfect. And, you know, Leviticus 20:13 clearly says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with the woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And, you know, as a Christian, I believe the Bible, and that's where I get my belief.
Doesn't the Ten Commandment, isn't the first commandment, thou shalt not kill?
No, the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Okay.
But,
Is thou shalt not kill one of the commandments?
Yes, it is. But what you have to understand is that the Bible commands that certain people be put to death, not by me, not by Christians. It's obviously not my job or the job of any Christian to go out and kill anybody, and I've never taught anything like that. But rather that the government's job is to punish criminals and to execute those who committed capital crimes. And according to the Bible, homosexuality is a capital crime, and I didn't write the Bible.
What if, irony of ironies, it turned out that you had a gay son or a gay daughter? Would you want them dead as a way to cure AIDS?
Well, that's just a fallacy that it just turns out that certain people are gay. That's just a lie, because it's not random. It's not something that's just going to accidentally happen to one of my children.
Wait, how do you think it happens then?
Well, the Bible's real clear how it happens in Romans chapter 1. It talks about how God gives people over to a reprobate mind to do these filthy acts. So it has to do with them rejecting the Lord and rejecting Jesus Christ.
And I'll ask again, Pastor, and I'm not trying to be argumentative, but I want to understand that you're a man of your word. If you had a gay son or a gay daughter, what would you do?
Well, it's not going to happen. If I did, I would have nothing to do with them. That's like saying, well, what if your daughter, you know, grew up to be an axe murderer? What if your son grew up to be like Adolf Hitler? You know, what would you do then? I mean, it's just a silly question.
Well, as long as you bring up Adolf Hitler, he wanted to exterminate Jews and anyone who wasn't blonde hair and blue eyed, who didn't fit into his vision of the way people should be. Isn't that, in a way, what you're preaching, that you want to get rid of anyone who isn't heterosexual?
Absolutely not. I'm preaching the Bible, something that Adolf Hitler rejected. He taught evolution, which is why he wanted to execute what he considered to be inferior races.
But
I don't believe in races.
To see anyone who's not heterosexual die, correct?
Well, the Bible says that
I'm asking what you believe.
I believe the Bible. I believe what the Bible says. And if I didn't, then I wouldn't be a Baptist. I wouldn't be a Christian,
you know,
if I didn't believe the Bible.
It sounds like, because you won't answer what you believe, that you're hiding behind the Bible.
Hold on a second. I believe what the Bible says, that homosexuals should be executed. Let me make myself clear. I believe that, and I've never gone back on that for one second. So every Christian believes the Bible,
or else
they're not even really a Christian.
If you believe that, anyone who is not heterosexual should die, correct?
Absolutely, of course. That's what the Bible says.
You hate gay people.
Yes.
I'm Jewish. How do you feel about Jews?
Oh, I don't hate Jews. I mean, that's just a straw man to try to compare me to Hitler. I don't hate Jews whatsoever.
Blacks? Do you hate black people? Because
of course not. My church is filled with black people.
Did you say, Pastor, that you prayed for the death of Barack Obama?
Oh, so now Obama and the race card comes out. My church is filled with black people. My church is filled with all races. In fact, the Bible says we're all of one blood.
Am I misquoting you? or did you say that you pray for the death of Barack Obama?
Well, yes, I did, but Obama's white. Obama's not black anyway. He's half white and half black, so just as well as you can call him black, I'll call him white. He's a white man.
Some would say that just as the Taliban and the ISIS fighters have perverted Islam and made it violent to fit their vision of the world, that's what you're doing, is you're perverting Christianity to fit your vision of the world.
Well, let the viewer read for themselves. Let them pull the Bible off their shelf and look up Leviticus 20:13, and then let them be the judge. Intelligent people will listen to the entire sermon, aids the judgment of God, and will pull their Bible off their shelf and read Leviticus 20:13.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but did you say that if people perceive you as a hate monger or your church as a hate group, so be it?
Absolutely. I don't care how people perceive me. They called Jesus Beelzebub. They nailed him to the cross. And Jesus said that they hated him because he testified of their works, that their works were evil. That's what I'm doing. That's why they hate me.
Okay, there's so much wrong with that. I can't even begin to... it's even hard to even talk about. The stupidity of this individual is beyond imagination. First of all, this pagan, Anderson, is using... Old Testament. He forgot that where Jesus said to the woman that was an adulteress, your sins are forgiven you, go and sin no more. Well, see, let me tell you though, let's get cut through the mustard. This interview, long before, was scripted out. You understand this? He takes a public stand on TV where he's got a picture of himself talking, I can see it, and then the interviewer on the left and right, and they're talking to each other. Family's all scripted out. So now you, the true Christian, not the fake like these guys, but a true Christian, you call yourself born again, using King James Bible, you are immediately associated with these kind of people, and Westboro Baptist Church, and Terry Jones over there in Florida, some podunk little backwoods church in Florida, Terry Jones, which is not true. Terry Jones, the one who burned the Koran guy? Yes. Non-patriot, pagan as well. No doubt about that. Lived in Germany for about 30 years. Now, he wasn't attending the Oktoberfest every year just to go there. He had a little cult group. Matter of fact, I have a handbook from his church I've acquired that has a cult-like direction, not to wear this, not to wear that. Can't put this on, can't put that on. Who knows what else? Jim Jones in the standing. Anyway, he lived in Germany, and from information I received and went through, it's pointing out that this individual was linked up to P2, an intelligence group in Germany, high level. He comes back over here and pretends to be some podunk minister in some podunk Florida that is going to do the patriotic thing of burning Korans. Well, let me tell you what that's all about. When you attack someone else's religion or way of life or whatever, they're going to dig in like a cat being pulled across backwards on a carpet. A cat's going to dig in. His claw is going to go inside the carpet and you can't pull him backwards. You understand? Yeah. So that's what, and he wants that. That is the reaction they want. They don't want peace. They want war and violence. That's what Terry Jones is looking for, under the guise and lie of being a patriot. Now, there's people who had him on their shows and all this, which was ignorant, but nevertheless, they did, and giving him any kind of airtime at all. But see, it's all planned out. And now they say as a result of Terry Jones burning the Koran, they had riots over in Middle East on account of that. Really? So you're telling me some podunk preacher, some podunk town in Florida, burned some Korans that incited an entire Middle East riots. Now, you want to believe that? Go on ahead. It's more like it was coordinated on an international level. Okay, Terry, we told you what you had to do, what you've been trained to do. Now go ahead and do the burn, and we'll... And they contacted their CIA groups over, the Arabs, and said, now you start your riots, just like the Arabs, just like the Wall Street marches going on, funded by Rockefellers. It's all prescripted. They're all paid. They're trained. You see, it's all a fraud. It's made up. Oh, those people get hurt and those people die. These people don't care. They don't care. So this Anderson fella, if their congregation, and same thing for Osteen and all the rest of them, if they can't see the fallacies of what they preach relative to the Bible, then you wonder who's got the reprobate mind. If they can't see what they're doing is wrong. Family, those who believe in Jesus Christ, those who are born again, true born again, that know the truth lies in the King James Bible, and you stand with it, you better dig in. Because those who claim to be Christian will turn against you. It's starting. So now that you try to witness to others, they'll associate you, because he's on the high level, on internews, on the net, I mean, beyond InterTube, YouTube, and went on national TV with this interview. So now, throughout the United States, that's what it's for. That is the purpose of it. So now millions have heard this asinine interview, but it was designed, that's the point, it was designed to be this way, because they work for Lucifer. They work for the secret societies. They work for the Illuminati. And whether they know it or not, that's no excuse at all, because they go against Scripture using the King James Bible. I don't think they have any idea, no notion, what's going to happen to them in judgment. They have no idea. If I was to go before God as a sinner, unrepentant sinner, I'd rather be a murderer and a mass murderer than I would be a preacher who lies to the congregation and trying to use God's word. They can't imagine what's going to happen to them in their judgment. It's worse than the murder will get in God's judgment. It will be horrifying. They have no idea what they're doing. Because God holds the churches the strictest of standards. Because those churches has in the balance the second death of an eternal separation from God, not the first death of separation of soul and body, but the separation from God is eternal at death. If you're not born again, family, don't play with this. Don't play with it. That's what these people are doing. That makes them unbelievers or just plain stupid. I don't know which it is. Family, but that interview, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe they're that blatant about their non-belief and pretending like they do. And admitting they pray for the death of the president. I don't care who it is. You don't pray for the death of anybody. That's basic theology, for goodness sakes alive. And yet they openly, you heard the arrogance, you heard the outward expression of it. It was not hesitation, no hesitation at all. So now you, as soon as you witness to others, if they've heard this interview, not just play off, then you'll be associated. It's by association. And that is the purpose of it. There's no accident here. Now you see? I don't care who hears what I say. It's also public, and I put it out everywhere. But it goes back to Leviticus. Okay, so all sins are considered a sin, right? Okay. So homosexuality is picked out of all of them? Is it a worse crime than adultery? Murder? Stealing? Disrespect of parents? Man, if we go with Anderson's idea, you'll not have a population left. We'll self-exterminate. We'll just exterminate ourselves. There you go. You just don't sell out homosexuality. We're talking about Freemasons that commit adultery. Then they must be killed. We're talking about those that steal to the highest level. They must be killed. Anderson would be the judge. Well, there you go. But what if he blasphemes God's word? Blasphemy is one sin that is not forgivable. It's equivalent to unbelief. You see how ludicrous it gets? And why God holds the churches to the highest standards. So you have to just almost come to the conclusion that these people don't even know God. If they did, there's no way these words would come out of their mouth. Holy Spirit would not let it happen. So that means they have nothing of God inside them at all. All of TBN, all of 700 Club, are Freemasons or Eastern Stars, which immediately cancels them out. Pat Robinson is a 33rd degree Mason. Billy Graham is a Mason. They got the hook. And then in 1990s, started the crook. This is what's really going on today. Family, your walk, your personal walk with the Lord is what's the most important. You and God, with Jesus Christ as your lawyer, your advocate for now. Because when he comes back physically, he will be the judge. There'll be no more intercession. He'll have full authority to judge. Now, through the Holy Spirit, he's your intercessor to God. Because he's the only one that God will hear. Because he's the only one that's ever lived in the history of man that was sinless. And before that, righteous men had to sacrifice an animal every year called Passover. But then Jesus, when he died, descended down to paradise in Abraham's bosom and preached to the Old Testament saints, closed down Abraham's bosom, has moved to heaven, the third heaven, because he was the Savior. That's where Abraham's bosom comes from. Was moved to heaven. So from then on, those who die are born again, go to heaven. Those who die, your soul goes to hell, awaiting the final judgment. Family, I'm not going to get into that right now. I want to talk about the other points, but I think that's important to start off with today, to show you how it's getting really, really tight in your churches. And you don't follow the man, don't follow the religion, none of them, but follow Jesus, man. Jesus is the only one, not a preacher, pastor, pope, priest, bishop, cardinal, disciple, whatever. Whatever they call themselves, whatever. Don't matter. Jesus is the one. If you are fluent in Hebrew, and you're reading the King James Bible in Hebrew, his name will be Yeshua. So, family, you're going to have, in your walk, a lot of distractions, interruptions. You got to fight them. You got to fight them. You got to pray over them. You got to stay strong, because it's going to get tougher. Family, you got to hang in there, because you see it increasing every day. There has been goals that Illuminati was set up. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, you're going to start hearing a lot about the Illuminati. Oh, Joe Blow, Mary Sue and Martha, oh, Cletus downtown are going to start hearing about the Illuminati. They want them to know about the Illuminati. They have a website even. Can you imagine? They did not want people to know about the Illuminati before the 1990s, year 2000. That's why they assassinated so many people involved. They only let it known when they have total control, then they throw it in your face. Then they work with associations. Well, now they've got Illuminati on the horizon. Why? Because they want to expose themselves as the Illuminati, change their name, which they're going to do, and the Illuminati will be defeated. It'll be ran away. But that will be a lie. Let me say it again. That will be a lie. Because the group, organization, the coup, whatever it is, that don't make any difference, that's gotten rid of the Illuminati, whoever it is, it don't matter who, and become the good guys, they will be liars as well. It don't matter who it is. If ever appeared to prosperity, debts paid off, all that kind of thing going on, it don't matter. They're just trying to buy you off. They've gotten rid of the bad guys, so it must be okay, right? No, they don't work that way. And they always work on both sides. Always. They control both sides. The only one you can trust is the one that you've not seen, and that's Jesus. Literally. There are no others that will ever be or has ever been. None. But Jesus Christ when he comes back after the 7 years of the tribulation. There will be judgment. You'll be told that there's not going to be. That would be a lie. You know that the creator of this universe is not going to let this unrestrained evil, well, restrained to a certain extent, evil that's perpetrated this history of mankind and the wars, the sacrifice of children, all these things going on. You think that's going to be let go? No, sir. God keeps track of every single event that's ever happened. And when he lets loose, man, you do not want to be here. He wants you to take his son as your savior so you don't have to go through all that. That's what the bottom line is, and it's picking up steam. What I try to do in my broadcast is bring to you exactly what they've used in the past, leading up to the future, of how they try to keep us tied down. Satan is God of this world, but he's not king, and that God is a little g. He can't do no more what God will allow. He cannot go outside the prophecies of the King James Bible. He's not allowed. He's restrained. However, the more that mankind pulls away from God because of our free will, decision, and making choice, our lust and everything else going with it, God gives Satan that much more reign. Satan does not love you at all. He will placate until he's done with you, and then will come the pain and the death. God don't do that. He made a way. God came down in the form of a man named Jesus Christ. God incarnated human flesh. Died for the sins of all mankind, that through him you might be saved. Only through him. But he paid the price that we all have to pay, and we can't come back to life. He did. So through his coming back to life, his demonstrations through Enoch and Lazarus, showing that he can, and himself, resurrecting himself, he can resurrect you. He can save you, but no other person can but him. And that's everything's trying to keep you from learning that and sticking with it. That's what it's all about. Everything in this world, it's all about that. So, how they do it? What is it they really do? Well, let's talk about that. And when it started? In the year 1776. May the 1st, actually, 1776, May the 1st. Was the completion of what's called the World Revolutionary Plan that is controlling your lives today. the completion of that plan in unbelievable detail, as was guided by the fallen angels to Adam Weishaupt. He finished it from 1772 as contracted by the Rothschilds. He was a Jesuit, of course. Jesuits are murderers. They're trained to be murderers. They'll even kill themselves, like snakes in a pit. And all three of your popes are all Jesuits. Francis, Nicholas, Adolfo Nicholas, and Pepe Orsini. They're all Jesuits. And their family members, Orsini's Italian, is the Illuminati on the inside. You got it? And your royal families are the outside. The Mervingians, Queen Elizabeth types, all them are there to control, therefore the Republic. But the real power of humankind lies in the Roman family bloodlines that a lot of you don't know about. But they're nothing more than cells. They could be billionaires. It don't matter. They're nothing more than mere slaves of the hierarchy of the Great White Brotherhood. And they're controlled by one named Sanat Kumara. And that one named Sanat, S-A-N-A-T, Kumara, is a physical embodiment of Satan himself. His second name on the New Age realm is Sanat Kumara. His name in the Bible is Lucifer, or Satan. Lucifer was his name when he was in heaven as an angel that was allowed in the throne room of God as Lucifer, the light bringer. That's what it means, not the morning star. He was a light bringer. What was his role in heaven, in the third heaven? Before he fell, Lucifer, Isaiah 14, verse 12 in the King James Bible, that Lucifer had 9 stones on his body. Stones, different kinds of stones, have different frequencies of vibration. A diamond or amethyst, topaz, whatever, because the difference of composition of that stone has a different frequency of vibration. Now, the 9 orders of angels that were allowed in the throne room was able to sing their praises to God through Lucifer. So their praises of singing, each stone would collect the praises to the Lord, to God, each stone would, for each level of angel, 9 levels, 9 stones. So the millions of angels would sing their praises, and only that stone would receive the praises like an MP3 player in the supernatural realm. So then Satan would receive all these praises from the 9 stones and the 9 orders of angels. Then he allowed to go into the throne room in the same fashion that before the tearing of the veil, the priests were allowed to go into the ark. Only they were allowed in there. Same thing that Lucifer is only allowed in the throne room of God. When the veil got torn, then you had full access to God, right? Through Jesus Christ. Well, the principle is about the same. So Lucifer would go inside the throne room of God and open up the stones like a MP3 player. Now God, I don't know how he does it. Who would know? And I don't care to know. It's God's business, not mine anyway. Would receive praises from all the angels. All the 9 orders of angels would come out of Lucifer through the 9 stones, and God can receive all the frequencies at once of praises. This is what God is for. It's what we're for, to praise and love God and love each other. But before Jesus Christ came into this world and provided a way, before, we were under the law, harsh law, as you already know. Jesus took that weight off through him. He paid the penalty. Jesus was the dividing line. He took back what Satan had taken because mankind turned away from God. Jesus brought fellowship back to God through him. That's long story, really, really short. So Lucifer, one of the most beautiful angels in heaven, very powerful. would bring the praises of all the angels to God. Well, the angels have free will. He started thinking he was a God. Here comes the pride. I will ascend above the Most High. I'll be like God. Big mistake. So he convinced all the third of heaven's angels in heaven to rebel. Now, how that worked, I don't know. But a supernatural war ensued. And they got their little honey butts kicked. God created a place for them called the second heaven. And that's between the first and third heaven. That is your physical universe you see in the stars today. You can't see them because they're supernatural beings. So, they can never go back to the third heaven. They don't have the ability to. But they do go back to and fro from the second heaven to the first, that's earth. The only way they can do this is by going through portals. That's black hole types. It's opened up in spirals. That's what you see. And the only way to do that is create energy that rips open a hole in that space. Where does that energy come from? The earth. Pyramids within the earth. Geometric positions. Now you got it. Invocation. Human sacrifice. Wars. Death. Destruction. Creates energy. Love is a counterforce of frequency vibration. It's physics, family. We're not talking philosophy here. We're talking physics. This is why the children sacrifice. This is why wars are created. So those fallen angels can take on a physical form, or they have the ability to channel from one dimension to the other, called avatars. Now, I can't talk too much more about this because it gets deep. And it has to do with physics, chemistry, biology, geometric configurations, invocations of words put together with symbols like a pentagram, hexagram. Family is witchcraft. And witchcraft works. As a matter of fact, your Pentagon, the Russians and their projects, weaponized witchcraft. Your Ouija board is a portal that's used to pull your child in your house, connecting with the second heaven. That's what it's used for. The symbols, signs, and their desire, their personal decision to play that game, for example, is the energy required that pulls in low-level demons to your house. You will see. After your child plays that game, they will become rebellious. They will change the wearing of their clothing. Their friends will change. They'll be closer to Wiccan. They'll start coloring their hair different colors. Start wearing certain types of nail polish. They'll start wearing symbols. Ways to identify them. And they'll have a little playmate. Family, that's not cute. Not cute at all. Because that playmate that they have is a demon. That playmate will come as another child until they're done with them. And then they'll start the inside destruction. They'll head to drugs, change clothing, and suicides. If you take the, if you actually, doggone it, boy, it irritates me bad sometimes, but if you actually take the time to research it on your own, you will find this out. I mean, actually do it. If your parents would stop arguing, if you start going to church and pray together, if you start patching up old hurt, whatever, you'd see a big change in your lives. It's the supernatural is real. And these portals, they find yoga, Ouija boards, tarot cards, fortunes, seances, all these are portals of which Satan can enter your body supernaturally through the demonic entities that's assigned to you. But the restraining force of the Holy Spirit keeps them back until you turn away from God. It's all open. Now, let me bring it down to you on your front doorstep. I know I was going to talk about ways to control your life, but apparently the Spirit's directed me a different path here today than what I thought I was going to go. But actually may work in. I'm going to tell you exactly how they've done it. Between 1772 and 1776 was a detailed plan by Adam Weishaupt, passed on to Manzini in the 1830s. Passed on to Karl Marx and the Illuminati and so forth, to all the way up to 1952. Albert Pike, I mean, it's all planned out. The protocols of the learned elders of Zion. That is the plan. And your Freemasons and others at COINTELPRO try to tell you that's a forgery. A forgery. Oh, they try to tell you it's a forgery. A forgery. What's a forgery? A forgery is a copy of the original. Ah, so you're admitting that there's an original. Well, let's talk about the goals that they had. Just very simple. Because the protocols are not simple. Protocols are very involved. And they do exist and they have been used. Some of their goals, and this goes along with the Bible, because they use the Bible. They know there's power in the Bible, but they corrupt it. One is, they know that all men are more easily inclined toward evil than good. The ends justify the means. That's what the Masons are taught. See, the Masons go through training in the same way that the little pagan Illuminati children, you want to call them that, family, I can say that not bad an eye because they have children that have never seen the light of day, that are bred in their dungeons and their research facilities. They were bred for purposes of sacrifice. And they sacrifice children in front of their children to get them used to it. I'm telling you, evil that won't even touch most of the prisons today. Evil beyond your imagination exists in places you don't know. You see, and you don't think God's not going to judge it? You better believe He is. Right now, it's restraining a patient, loving God that He wishes none should perish, but all of them have everlasting life. Because He gives everybody opportunity. Everybody will have an opportunity. No matter who you are. Well, and they say, what about the Amazon jungle? That don't matter. God knows. Even when a bird falls from the sky, He knows. How does He know? I don't know how He knows. That's His business, not mine. I ain't worried about it. A creator of this universe is a whole lot smarter than me. And I don't have any. I have no problem admitting that. He has dimensions that Satan doesn't even know in the supernatural realm. God has dimensions. It'd be like trying to pour the ocean to a pint cup. It's not going to fit. Our minds are the pint cup. Satan's might be a gallon jug. That's about it. Family, God has so many dimensions. We can't even fathom what He's capable of. But let's go back to what I was talking about here. On their planning, all men are more easily inclined towards evil than good. And even the Bible confirms this. They preach liberalism as a method of control. That's used to control the population. Liberalism. And that's what this is all about. They mask it in other ways. If I can find it right quick. I don't know why I ever try to plan something, because God puts me in a different direction every time. It always works this way. Say, God, I got it. And by the time I start talking, I don't. Oh, there it is. Article 9, paragraph 9, of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, as completed May the 1st, 1776. Let's go to Article 5. That matches in. Article 5, paragraph 11, of what they call the scheme, says, and I quote, begin quote, "There's nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it has genius behind it, such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people among whom we have sown discord." Among whom we have sown discord. In other words, caused conflict. Quote, "We must so direct the education of the goyim," that's us, humankind, "of the goyim communities, that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, they may drop their hands in despairing impotence." Unquote. This is why they use felons, or will use felons, in the National Police Force. This is why they can't allow born-again or Christian military leaders or other people of high level that can take initiative to live. They want them to give allegiance to Lucifer and join their group or die. They can't have anyone. And a criminal will take personal initiative. He's not under the mind control as they see it. He's not under control. So they need those people in their system. And the ones that take personal initiative to do the right thing, they can't deal with. You understand this? That's why they can't handle a military mind. They got to turn the mind around, because a military, you're taught to act on your own and taking orders here. But when the orders of your leader is he's got killed or something, you're trained to now take control. The average citizen out there, they do not. They're under control of fluorine, which was 1900 AD. They put the fluorine in the water. Hitler used fluorine in the concentration camps to make them docile. That was the purpose of it. That is the purpose of fluorine and fluoride, is to make the user docile. That's why they want to legalize marijuana, to make them docile. This is why they want to, and medicated, want to put on a digital tattoo to control it. This is the purpose of it. So they try to take away personal initiative. This is why the schools, since 1908, have been trained through the Humanist Manifesto. Now, quote, Article 9, Paragraph 9. "In order not to annihilate the institutions of the goyim before its time, we have touched them with craft, have taken hold of the springs, into the springs which move their mechanism. And these springs lay in a strict but just sense of order. We have replaced them by the chaotic license of liberalism. We've got our hands in the administration of the law, in the conduct of their elections, into the press, into the liberty of the person, but principally into education and training as being the cornerstones of a free existence," unquote. Now, I have the evidence of that. Slam dunk. You can deny it if you want to. All you want. But you won't deny the quotes coming from these people, because they said them and it's documented. I'm going to read them to you right here. A few of them. Just to give you a sample of what I'm talking about the education. And while they have Common Core, while they have No Child Left Behind, Lying Bush, Lying Clinton, lying Obama, lying FDR, because they work for the Illuminati. I can't help it. They do. It's not my fault. John Dewey was a humanist. He was the father of American education in the early 1900s. Father of American public education. Said, secular humanism is the attempt to function as a civilized society with the exclusion of God as moral principles. During the last several decades, humanists have been very successful in propagating their belief. Their primary approach is to target the youth through the public school system. John Dewey have set that up. Humanist Charles Francis Potter wrote, quote, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism. What can a theistic Sunday school meeting for an hour once a week and teaching only a fraction of the children, what would it do to stem the tide of the five-day program of humanistic training, teaching, unquote. Charles Francis Potter, Humanism, A New Religion, Simon & Schuster, New York, 1930. Now, I want you to look for the key word here. Watch for the key word perfect. Now, listen for the key word of humanism at this Lake Worth City Commissions meeting around the early part of December of last year. Well, December, this past December. An actual meeting. Now, I will play this again. But now look for the word. This is an actual meeting of Lake Worth City in Florida. Look for the word humanist as my point.
Priolo, here. Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell.
Here.
Commissioner Christopher McVoy.
Here.
Commissioner Andy Amoroso.
Here.
Commissioner John Zerbe.
Present.
If everyone would please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell.
Now, five people leave that commissioner's meeting before it gets started. Is that a division or what? He says, duly noted.
Duly noted. Our collective atheism, which is to say loving empathy, scientific evidence, and critical thinking, leads us to believe that we can create a better, more equal community without religious divisions. May we pray together. Mother Earth, we gather today in your redeeming and glorious presence to invoke your eternal guidance in the universe, the original creator of all things. May the efforts of this council blend the righteousness of Allah with the all-knowing wisdom of Satan. May Zeus, the great God of justice, grant us strength tonight. Jesus might forgive our shortcomings, while Buddha enlightens us through his divine affection. We praise you, Krishna, for the sanguine sacrifice that freed us all. After all, if Almighty Thor is with us, who can ever be against us? And finally, for the bounty of logic, reason, and science, we simply thank the atheists, agnostics, humanists, who now account for 1 in 5 Americans and growing rapidly. In closing, let us above all love one another, not to obtain mythical rewards for ourselves now, hereafter, or based on superstitious threats of eternal damnation, but rather embrace secular-based principles of morality and do good for goodness sake. And so we pray, so what? Thank you, Council.
Now they say the Pledge of Allegiance, and they all come back in the room. Door opens, five left, come back in to do the Pledge of Allegiance to the Corporation of USA. They all sit down now, a happy little bunch of...
Okay, agenda additions, deletions, or reordering. And
yeah.
I guess at this time, staff would like to...
Family, these are adults. These are husbands, fathers. These are people my age. These, they're in their 50s and 60s, 40s, a commissioner's meeting. It's not just one. It's the United States. Family, this is serious. This is this past December. Come on now. Then stop there. Horseman said, quote, what the church has been for medieval man, the public school must become for democratic and rational man. God would be replaced by the concept of the public good, unquote. It is quoted by Phyllis Schlafly, Education for the 70s, an NAA report, 1976. She quoted him. Herbert London said, quote, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades, that'd be the 1960s, are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment. Almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar. That was by Herbert London. Marxism Thriving American Campuses, in the publication The World and I, January 1987, page 189, by the way. Roger Kimball of Tenured Radicals, Harper and Row publication, 1990, said, and I quote, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu, that'd be Marxist and humanist, in the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels. Unquote. Kimball. Paul Brandwine said, and I quote, his influential educator, he taught that, quote, any child who believes in God is mentally ill. You find that in the social sciences, Harcourt Brace, 1970, on page T10. And then Harvard University, Dr. Chester M. Pierce, yes, a doctor, addressing over 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, in a teachers' conference in 1973. This Dr. Pierce of Harvard, which, by the way, receives millions of dollars from Rockefeller in donations. Dr. Pierce of Harvard said to 2,000 teachers over a microphone in an auditorium, he said the following, I quote, in 1973, every child in America who enters school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. He comes to school with allegiances toward our elected officials, toward our founding fathers, toward our institutions, toward the preservation of this form of government, patriotism, nationality, sovereignty. All that proves the children are sick. Because a truly well individual is one who's rejected all those things and is what I would call the true international child of the future, unquote. Now, y'all, who would be the child of 5 years old that's entering school after 1970, say 1980s. It would be the child of the baby boomers, would it not? That's correct. Because you, the baby boomers, receive the instruction of having allegiance toward elected officials. Freemasons or not, you still had the allegiance toward elected officials. Toward your founding fathers, you learned about in history, which was a lie anyway. Toward the institutions, family, of church, of school, of whatever. Toward the preservation of the democracy. Fight for freedom! What are you going to go to Vietnam for, Tom? I'm going to kill some commies, for Christ, man. You got it? Pearl Harbor, remember Pearl Harbor? Uh-huh. Oh, we've been taken. We've been taken. Patriotism. All 1940s and 1950s. Nationality. I'm American, boy. You got a problem with that? You see? Sovereignty. I mean, they're still saying the Pledge of Allegiance. The old folks are. But now this Dr. Pierce of Harvard in 1973, he says that's sick. So they're working on your children beginning in 1980s when they're 5 years old and seven. You think that Dr. Pierce here is just a random choice? No. He is the rule, not the exception. Bertrand Russell, a humanist philosopher, also said, Johann Finch, a professional educator, laid down that education should aim at destroying free will so that after pupils are thus schooled, they will be incapable of thinking or acting otherwise than their schoolmasters would have wished. Now, unquote. That was source of a new education, order or chaos, at Granger Graphics in Yorba Linda, California. Does that not match exactly Article 9, Paragraph 9, excuse me, Article 5, Paragraph 11 of the Protocols? Quote, we must so direct the education of the Goyim communities that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, they will drop their hands in despairing impotence, unquote. You're darn right it does. That was written in 1776. And here, Bertrand Russell, in 1900s, and Dr. Pierce of Harvard, 1970s, is still going on. Perfectly. Don't tell me there's no continuity in this plan. And it's not low level. This is Harvard. As a matter of fact, the Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati in America. And they're still operating, by the way. The Council of Foreign Relations is very important for the... I got a lot of people today listening. The Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati. That's an absolute fact. I challenge anybody to say otherwise. Because you will lose. The Council of Foreign Relations determines our policy. Not the White House. Not Obama. Not even the President. The reality is the Council of Foreign Relations. And it takes its orders from the Illuminati. The Council of Foreign Relations is literally responsible for all the deaths of World War II and the Korean War. I've got evidence of that too. And they're still operating. Nobody's closed them down. Don't you find that odd? So, those of you, my regular listeners, bear with me. I think you'll find this interesting.
Thank you very much.
Oh, there she is.
I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, I guess, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean, Rick.
The CFR, the Council of Foreign Relations, is a member of the roundtable of discussion groups that includes the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission, Council of Foreign Relations, Role in Institute for National Affairs, Club of Rome, the UN, all sat around talking about our lives and what they're going to do for the future. That's not all. How about a cousin here of George Bush, Kerry, Romney? Let's talk. Let a cousin of them talk right now. His name's Dick Cheney. You heard me correct.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americans, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Why wouldn't he mention it? Wouldn't he be proud to be a director of the CFR? Huh? Why would he not mention that in his elections? Why is that? What's going on today? How are they pulling this off? Pope Francis, bringing all the religions together, concept of one denomination raises concerns, unquote. Pope Francis, bringing all religions together. I've warned people of this on my own little group of people that follow me. They bring all the religions together under one control. The next article was Pope Francis laying the groundwork for a one-world religion. Oh, there you go. And with the officers that were shot in New York, well, guess who's leading the funeral? Buddhist monks. Buddhism is a religion. It's not Islam. Islam is the deterrent. Is distraction. Zionism is distraction. World War III, as it's set up, will be the war between Islam and Zionism. They will fight each other to exhaustion. And what will appear, the re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church, be the New Age religion based on Buddhism and humanism. That's a long story short. But back to Pope Francis, who's nothing more than a Jesuit in disguise. Pope Francis is bringing all religions together. Put them all in the same Catholic Titanic, I call it. Or the Olympic is what it really was. Then they sink it That's when secular humanism will then take, will be the next ship they pick them up. But first they got to bring them all aboard into one religion, on one ship, and sink that ship. And the rescue ship will be secular humanism and a new age religion. One. Everybody be on the same sheet of music. That's how they're going to do it. Because Islam is a free thinking, was created by the Vatican. Because Zionism is a free thinking, created by the Vatican. Have them fight each other to exhaustion, destroy each other. This is planned. Christianity will simply re-spiritualize in the New Age movement under Roman Catholicism, will go back to its original roots as a New Age movement, the ancient schools of religion and mystery schools. It encompasses Buddhism. I happen to know for a fact that the false prophet that's coming is one by the name of Sananda Emmanuel that looks like Jesus Christ. He calls himself Yeshua. He is a fallen angel that will take a physical form. And when he appears on the world scene publicly, I know for a fact he's going to take the place at, all at once, of seven messiahs. Now, reflect back to what that prayer in the commissioners group was talking about. And the gods that he named, Thor, he must be watching too much TV, right? Oh, that's what they believe. Thor is the god of war, or whatever he is. Then you have Krishna. You had Allah. All in one prayer. Now that boy was not Muslim. This is Allah. Is a moon god. And the Shriners pay homage. To Allah. You heard the prayer in that commissioner's meeting talking about Allah and Satan and Krishna and Thor and all those others. That's all the hierarchy. With names that you recognize, but they're all fallen angels. You got it? Family, it's all right there. I'm not making something up. It's there. You heard it yourself. And a real, not scripted out commissioner's meeting was right there. Unscripted. Now, here's my point. This one Sananda, the one that's going to be the false prophet, when he appears on the world scene publicly, he's going to take the place of seven messiahs all at once. I've got this documented from Illuminati's own text. He will take the place of the following. Krishna, the Imam Mahdi, the Prince of Peace, the Christ, Bodhisattva, Maitreya, and the Kalki Avatar. He will fit all seven at one time. That way everyone will be on his side. You couldn't have a Muslim that's going to bring everybody in because the Zionists wouldn't go with him. Or the Baptist wouldn't, or the Protestants wouldn't. So you got to have one for everybody. Well, this one will take that place. He will be an outsider of this world. This is called disclosure. It will be a big lie. And those of you that know this, man, you better buckle up, because when you preach against him, which I'm going to do one way or another, I'm sure there'll be others. It's not going to get easy at all. It's going to get hard. Because a lot of Christians will move over and will fall away. Because they'll start believing in extraterrestrial and aliens and all that nonsense. In the articles I found recently, articles came out, quote, God is on the ropes. The brilliant new science that has creationists and the Christian right terrified. They're going after God, family, I'm telling you. Through the education, through the religion. and keeping us busy is what? The racial card. You have recently, an article came out, the KKK attacks Nicki Minaj. KKK claims that black people didn't invent hip-hop. What kind of nonsense article is that? People that don't know they're being manipulated will jump on that. Another article, a look at the problem of, the police chief's anti-racism sign is lauded and criticized. Then you have the black brunch protesters interrupt diners in New York City and Oakland. Now, let me tell you about that. I'm not concerned about the individual marches and all that, but here's what the deal is. The people there, KKK or Freemasons, at the White Boy Club. As for the white boys. For the black boys, it's the Black Panthers and these Occupy Wall Street type marches and protesters. In this case, it's Black Brunch protesters. Always got a name for it. Funded by the Rockefellers, funded by the Illuminists. They get them together, the leaders of them, and they train them. Yes, they train them. So the very people that they may be marching against are the very ones paying for it and training them. So it's not like we all mad at each other because we're different skin color, which is stupid in the first place. It's that they train these people to do this. They don't know this. They know they need money, so they're paid and they're trained, and they give them some lie about why they're doing it. Then they go with their play cards, and the Muslims do this. The ones that's activist. They tell them to go to Sweden or Norway or wherever or downtown New York and get in the middle of the street and pray to cause a difference, to cause distraction. Family, it's all played out. Scripted, planned, orchestrated. It's artificial, in other words. It's a fake. So they do their thing. They have the media there to record it, write about it. And it goes what they call viral throughout the United States. So now everybody is stuck on it. So now you walk in, you see a black person walks in and see a white person, you're automatically hating them. You don't like them anymore. Because why? You remember reading this. But it's all fake. It's artificial. But it affects people every day. You know what scientists are saying now? You're not going to like this, but this is how it's getting crazy. Quote, now I'm quoting the article that came out. Sausages made with baby poo are completely normal and super healthy, say scientists, unquote. Family, we're talking cannibalism. We're talking an abomination. You may say, well, that's all. No, this is only one small part of a bigger picture. Of everything that goes against God, no matter what it is, they're pulling it right out. Everything. But the one that really got my attention was Pope Francis. Just out and out, bring all religions together. I mean, you can't get more clear than that. A concept of one denomination raises concerns. That tells me they have no idea what's going on at the highest level of what the big picture is. One denomination is in the Bible. One denomination is going to happen. And it will fail miserably. And the Roman Catholic Church, we re-spiritualize itself into the ancient mystery schools of religion. But they haven't told people that yet. It's just going to happen. They can't see past the bigger picture. Now, I'm going to talk about this all this week, and as I go along, I'm going to bring out real-world examples of how they're bringing forth this New World Order. quote in the article, "The Pope may convince Catholics, some Protestants, and even a few Muslim clerics in a venue for justice. But Muslims in general will never agree to anti-slavery, at least not in practice, else they'd have to edit their book. Regardless, when religious bodies join forces in religious exercises and prayers, etc., there's often a vain attempt to intermingle light and darkness," that's the yin and the yang, "good and evil, but the scriptures are clear that we are not to be even unevenly yoked with unbelievers." 2 Corinthians 6:14. "A church that incorporates wolves into a flock will soon be devoured," unquote. Yep. Another quote, "We can't possibly become one religion. We can all want the best for all the betterment of the state of our country, but becoming one religion is not doing it. The Muslims, Hamas, and Judaists don't think so," unquote. Well, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, are controlled by CIA, MI5, MI6, Mossad. There's no such thing as Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They're secret societies, straw man. Jihadists are controlled by CIA, ISI, Iranian intelligence, Saudi intelligence, Turkish intelligence. I have evidence of that from reports that they control Al-Qaeda, and they have since they left Afghanistan in the 1970s and 80s. They've always controlled the jihad. Family, it goes back to Adolf Hitler when he set up the Muslims against the Serbian Orthodox Christians in World War II. To pull in the Albanians of that era, the Vatican fomented the Bali Kumtar movement, providing a homeland for Albanians. That was the hook. It worked. For Americans, white Americans, it was liberty, fight for liberty. How come we never got it? We've always been subservient to England through debt system since 1789, 1859, 1929, in 70-year bank cycles they didn't tell you about. The blacks we enslaved from 1611 to 1960. And then some. Family, they're not telling you all the truth. So in the news, Pope Francis laying the groundwork for one world religion. I'm telling you the background of it, and they're just now catching on to it. You can ask yourself, is Pope Francis intending to keep the global elite to achieve their goal of uniting all the religions under the world under a single banner? Now, those of you that know the truth, the answer to that is inexplicably absolutely. Will he be instrumental in establishing a single global religion for the glorious new age that the global elite believe is coming? Well, let me see. Let me think about it for a minute. Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, is the father of the New Age movement. Oh. And the mother is Elena Blavatsky. Followed up by her was Alice Bailey. I'd say yes. That's the hidden religion in the Roman Catholic Church that Roman Catholics don't know yet. So many of them have no idea. The New Age movement is the religion of the Antichrist. It's contained within the Roman Catholic Church. And Francis, his role was to bring it into existence. He's spoken of his determination to continue in the path of ecumenical dialogue. About the ecumenical movement is what it's all about. And they're sneaking it on to you. Slowly but surely. See, the global elite know that even with a one world economy and a one world government, humanity will never be truly united until there's a single global religion. And this one world religion is diametrically opposed to Christianity. But what it'll do is it'll engulf Christianity, and Christianity will morph, will change. It won't be destroyed. It'll be changed. Like a moth becomes a butterfly. Excuse me. Like a caterpillar becomes a butterfly. Like a phoenix in the ashes. That's what that's all about. And it's actually happening now. The prophecy of Daniel, as he explained the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, family, it's getting down to the clay and the iron and the clay and the feet. We're there. I'm going to talk about that later on this week. I may even do it tonight or maybe Tuesday on the Bible study about the prophecies of Daniel. They're now coming to fruition. Kind of scary, huh? I find it fascinating. But family's going to get past fascination when this gets on your front doorstep. You're not going to be fascinated any longer. So preaching liberalism, I gave an example. It's taking me an hour and a half to give it. They use the idea of freedom to bring about class wars. That was a plan of 1776. And the news current today are your brunch protesters. Was it what did I say it was? What do they call it? They always give a name. They always have a name. Got to light up for freedom. That was Edward Bernays. Give women the right to smoke. They took the right away so they could be able to give them the right back. That was so they divide the families. That was planned way ahead. Oh, the black brunch protesters. I guess they got a little badge or something. I can't wait to have the white brunch protesters or, I don't know, some Bundy Ranch nonsense coming up again. That's something. KKK. Oh, there you go. Yeah, KKK attacking Nicki Minaj. Everybody's got to get on the trip. They got to get there. This is how they sow discord among us all. And people aren't pointing this out. They just go along with it. If the KKK knew, the Masons within the KKK knew that they were actually going to be targeted once they have total control, once the Great White Brotherhood has total control, paragraph 15 of the protocols, they will target every member of the KKK. They will die. Black Panthers, they will die because the Great White Brotherhood will no longer need them. How do I get that to them? How they, even if they hear it, how are they going to, they're so caught up in this. Use the idea of freedom to bring about class wars. It's worked in our country for generations perfectly. The right to lie in force. The power of our resources, they say, must remain invisible until the very moment it's gained the strength that no cunning or force can undermine it, unquote. An avocation of mob psychology to control the masses. If people knew they were being used like this against themselves, would they riot? Would they march? Would they have a black brunch protest? Or would the KKK actually meet to know they're up to their own destruction? Would the church, oh my gosh, this is really a sore part. Would the church congregation just sit there like a bunch of, I don't know, like a bunch of cactus, would sit there like a bunch of stuffed animals when they hear heresy being taught in the church pulpit? What's to keep them from just getting up and leaving and then coming together and getting rid of that preacher? because their souls depend on it. No. The preacher works for them. It ain't the other way around. The priest, the bishop, cardinal, whatever they call themselves, Timbuktu, Elmer Fudd, cardinal, I don't care what they call themselves. And just because you got a doctorate in theology, that means zero. The education part. I already told you about that. That doesn't mean squat. Doesn't mean nothing, anything at all. Matter of fact, it works against them. Ashley Montagu spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California in the 80s. She stated, quote, "The American family structure produces mentally ill children." I'm sorry, it's 1970. November the 9th, 1970, Home Economic Teachers Conference. How come people didn't rise up and say, we need to get her fired? The American family structure produces mentally ill children. How dare you say that? No, nothing happened to her. I'm sure back in the 70s that they were hiring at McDonald's. She'd get her job somewhere doing something useful. She could take orders on the cash register. That's all she's good for. When you start saying that the American family structure produces millions of children, Bertrand Russell, Dr. Pierce of Harvard, that's level. Horace Mann, back in the days, John Dewey, Humanist Manifesto. Deny the existence of God. Deny the existence of a soul. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. In other words, do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Deny the existence of inalienable rights. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. In comes euthanasia. Oh, it's been passed up in Oregon for child, so your child can kill themselves and you can't touch it. That should be of some concern to people, I guess, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe they don't care. I would care if it's me. If I was a parent, I'd want to find out what's going on in Oregon, how far they've passed that thing, and if they're still on the table. If I was a concerned parent and get grouped together, well, that'd be funded by the Rockefellers. God. Claim they can only be successful creating a utopia by establishing a world government or a new world order. They believe, quote, the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2. Just as active as it ever was. Now, there's things you all could do about this, people out there. But first, you got to ferret out the Freemasons, East of Stars, that are operating in your commissioner, in your meetings, and duct tape their mouth shut. The use of alcohol, drugs, corruption, all forms of vice to systematically corrupt the youth of the nation. To seize property by any means. To use slogans such as equity, liberty, fraternity, delivered into the mouths of the masses in psychological warfare. All wars should be directed so that the nations on both sides are placed further in debt and peace conferences conducted so that neither combatant obtains territorial rights. That's been done in every war under the guise of fighting for freedom. Every war that we've ever been in. And Europe as well. Not just us, but also Europe and Germany and all of them. Every one of them. Because of nation worldwide Illuminati. Members must use their wealth to have the candidates chosen, placed in public office, who will be obedient to their demands, will be used as pawns in the game by those behind the scenes. Their advisors will have been reared and trained from childhood to rule the affairs of the world. Unquote. Control the press. They accomplished that in 1915 when J.P. Morgan bought out 25 major newspapers, according to congressional records. Passed the baton on to Rockefeller when he created the Council of Foreign Relations in 1921. They control all media. For now. Agents will come forward after fermenting traumatic situations and appear to be the saviors of the masses. Hey, you know a perfect example of that was 1921. J.P. Morgan secretly forced a depression in 1921 to scare the dickens out of the country, and it worked. Because then in the 1921 time frame after, he said, I'll protect you, I'll save you. He already did in the first place. They started flooding the market with money. The stock market went pew, straight up. That's where they get the happy days of year again, the clapper girls. All that's part of it. To lull the population into a false sense of security from 1921 to 1928. Keep people busy. Buying houses, buying cars. Fun time, man. 1921, 1928, 1929 is all set up. And he had what's called the Great Depression by design. Everybody loses everything. Boom, in one day. Puts them in demand of everything. Gives the government control in preparation for a coup. 1933, didn't happen like it planned, FDR planned it. Setting up for a war. When you have a war, that was already planned in the 1920s with Roosevelt, Churchill, Japanese elite already planned Pearl Harbor, World War II in the 1920s. So they had depression. People needed a job. A war was ready. And this is quoted by FDR, March 4th, 1939. We'll solve this unemployed condition with a war and a war only, unquote. Behind closed doors, he said that. Family, this perpetrates itself even up till today. Nothing has changed except the methods, situations, and the means are just more complex. They're going to say, quote, create industrial depression, financial panic, unemployment, hunger, shortage of food, and use this to control the mass or the mob, and then use the mob to wipe out all those who stand in the way, unquote. Infiltrate in the secret Freemasons to use them for Illuminati purposes. That was accomplished in 1782. Also, I'd mentioned to you all that the New Age movement seeks to abolish all prisons. No more prisons. They'll be closed down, all of them. No more death penalty for murder or whatever will be abolished to abide by the New Age movement's motto, do as thou wilt, unquote. Recently, the Pope has said he wants to abolish life sentences and death penalty that are considered judicial errors. That's what's been coming out lately. You recall, reading in the papers over the period of years, different individuals being released after 25 years, and they were innocent. Taken off the death penalty, because they were found innocent from a fraudulent or errant evidence or something like that, that justifies getting rid of the prisons when they start pushing it. That's what they're going to use. Do as thou wilt. In other words, if you commit murder, rape, whatever, you're just kind of learning, you know. Karma will get you. But it's a learning experience for all of us. Yeah, I don't think so. You see, but that's where they're headed. It's being set up now. They're talking about getting rid of the death penalty. They're talking about closing down prisons. Family, I can't get more exact than that. detail plans for resolutions, discuss the art of street fighting, which is necessary to bring the population to a speedy subjection. In other words, foment helter-skelter to justify martial law. Use agents through advisors, as advisors behind the scenes, after wars, and use secret diplomacy to gain control. We moved 10,000 Nazis to the United States in 1946, called Operation Paperclip. Family that included Hitler, Argentina, and the United States. Hitler never died. Hitler died in the 1960s. Recently, there's articles came out where Nazis that in their 70s and 80s year old had to leave the United States because not paying taxes when they were getting paid. You can't get more exact than that. They're letting you know what they've done already. Use high taxes, unfair competition to bring about economic ruin by control of raw materials. Organize agitation among the workers, subsidize their competitors. Build up armaments with police forces and soldiers sufficient to protect our needs. Infiltrate into all classes and levels of society and government for the purpose of fooling, bemusing, corrupting youthful members of society by teaching them theories and principles that we know to be false, unquote. Family, this is all planned out. How do I get this across to people, man, that they're all planned right into the hands of the very ones that's going to take them down? Family, I want to remind you all, we're, by the way, my broadcast and my Bible studies are played up at highpointradio.net. He does this, John Kirkler agreed to play my broadcast and Bible studies up there on his net, highpointradio.net. Highpointradio, one word, .net. He's got sponsors up there and New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He's doing really well. So I appreciate the help you've given him already. And you'll find the sponsors listed there on his net. And use them. Use them. And give him a good word. Whatever else. For me, he plays the broadcast and Bible studies. That's what I like. And I appreciate that a lot. Also, my website, watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. I got a personal Facebook, Tom Gambill, but it's there. I focus on Jesus. That's what I focus on. That's it. That's all. Now tomorrow, I'm going to talk about how to control the life, your life, the healthcare legislation they come up with, how they worked it out in the 1990s, gun control legislation, how they did that, and education legislation. Had to sneak it up on you. And the basis of it was the 1990s. A lot changed in the 1990s. A lot of the control came out in the 1990s. And we'll talk about whatever else God puts in my heart. Time flew by this past 30 minutes. Whatever. Family, I try to expose how Satan, the supernatural, how the globalists actually operate in your world. And tell you exactly who and how they're doing it. That's what I do. But don't believe a word I say. Challenge everything I say with your own research. Prove it wrong. Just don't sit there and take my word for it. Prove it wrong on your own. Finding the truth is the most important thing you can do. Second most important. The most important is finding Jesus as your Savior. That'll lead you to truth. That's the first step, actually. Tomorrow, we'll continue on. And tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. And I'm going to talk about some different subjects this week. You'll hear some of the same stuff, but then I'll put it in different contexts based on evidence all week long. Until the time comes that paradigm happens, we'll just keep on keeping on and exposing everything I can. Y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. And we'll see y'all tonight, 8 to 9. And if not, I'll see y'all tomorrow at 4 to 6. Same time, same station. Watch for Jesus program. Y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. And we'll see you. Signing off.
I am with you every day to the end.